be shocked to find when they come watch the show here that I actually do wait till the end of the show, and then I just have one bone-dry martini. They think that a man like me would be a real hard-drinking character. Well, one martini, maybe two. Because I learned my lesson the hard way a long time ago. You know, you always have that one drunken binge that keeps you from ever doing it again. And mine was, I was out on some kind of celebration, but I found myself alone. There were people there with couples everywhere, and I was so drunk I had to do me a little bit of hobbling. So a nice lady came in. I walked up to her by then. I was so wasted. I said, excuse me, miss you. I'll give you $50 just so I can look at the scamper, okay? $50. She said, get away from me, you horrible drunken man. Get away. I said, I'll give you $100 if you give me a snort on it. How's that? $100. She nearly slapped me. She said, you pig, yeah. I said, lady, tell you what. $150. Give me a little fudge pie. She said, I'd sit her die. And she pushed me and I fell over backwards. Finally, the bartender said, all right, it looks like you've had enough. Get out of here. You're ruining the place. And I got up and I headed for the door, and with the help of the bouncer, they threw me out. I managed to stagger home, and my head was pounding, my guts were churning. Finally, after 10 minutes in the hallway, alternately dropping my keys and putting it in the keyhole upside down, I finally got in and staggered into the bathroom. Reeling unsteadily at my feet, I looked into the bathroom mirror. I saw my reflection. I said, hey, buddy, I'll give you $10 if I can puke down your shirt, crap in your pants, and pass out on your floor. So that's why I have the tremendous control I do when we're at parties and stuff. I'm generally the designated driver.